Welcome to Evolution Through Ascension. Are you ready? Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Evolution Through Ascension. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be across the universe. Well, we've made it through another week, it looks like. We're all here once again. I hope everyone is treating each other well. As I've said before, we are all that we have. Hope everyone is spreading the love light. Hope everyone's staying positive in these really topsy-turvy turmoil times, and hope you guys are keep doing what you're doing. Stay positive. Keep the love light going. I'd like to give a little shout out to Miss Kimberly S. Dropped in a little email to the show. She basically says she shared our podcast with her daughters, and she understands everything so far, and to keep up the good work. And Kimberly, thank you so much for the feedback. We appreciate you, and you as well. Keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying positive. Keep being the love light. Keep embodying the love light and keep being you. And like Russell and I always say, if this information resonates with you, amazing. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. That's okay too. There's multiple sources of spiritual awakening information. Everybody's got to find their own path. There's not a right way or a wrong way. There's just the way that's going to wind up working out for you. And speaking of Russell, he has taken the weekend off. He did the smart thing and got out of town. Went and did a little camping with the missus. So it's probably what I should have done, but I am staying here holding down the fort. Speaking of holding down the fort, I think Russell and I mentioned last week a little book called The Kabbalah, The Power Within You. Russell got that book a week or two ahead of me and started reading it. And he was like, hey, man, there's going to be lots of questions here that are answered. They're being answered for you, just like they have been for me. And you really need to get it. You need to check it out. So I did, and I've been plowing through it, and it has just been a whirlwind of just the best information. The best information. It has answered every question I've answered. Every question I've asked of myself so far, it's actually explaining everything that's happened to me so far. And I had no idea. I don't think I got to mention it last time, but I received just before Russell bought the book, I received an angel number, a synchronicity, a sign telling me that I would soon receive the highest level of spiritual knowledge. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of, what are they talking about with that? That's kind of like, That's a big statement right there. And as always, the universe is just amazing and wonderful in how it makes things manifest into your life. And Russell gets this book, and he's super excited, and he's into it, and he's like, you got to get this. This is answering questions for both of us. You have to get this. So I'm like, all right, You know what? I feel this pull also. I'm going to get this book. And it's true. It is answering questions. You know, about things that I mentioned to him and things that have happened to me. And it's, I can't explain how amazing it is, but it turns out, which I didn't know. I thought it was a religion at first, but turns out it's not a religion at all. It goes back to documenting what actually happened when that source consciousness and that energy called source God, the one, the I am, Yod Heh Vav Heh, whatever, all the names it's ever had, you know, broke apart. And it documents from the beginning what's actually happened. It's actual spirituality. It's not a religion at all. And I can tell you from what I've read so far, it is actually the bigger picture. It is all about balancing everything, not only on the earth, but in the individual themselves, you know? And as I've said before on the podcast, that's been one of my big messages that has come about for me was balance. I've told y'all before the number 212 came about, which was balance and feng shui. And it wasn't just, it come to find out it had a much larger meaning. It is not only the balance of the masculine and feminine in every human, which is what's missing. And I think we can all agree that that is exactly what's missing on the planet. You know, both men and women, both fighting with each other and everything just becoming very ridiculous on the planet. Just everything is just hypersensitive and no one can say anything anymore. And, you know, you get bitched at just for having the wrong look on your face that day, you know, but it is literally about the balance within, the yin and yang within, the Tao within, the masculine and feminine within, reconnecting those and balancing those. Those are the masculine and feminine on the tree of life. The masculine is the right-hand pillar and the feminine is the left-hand pillar. And those two pillars combine together in the center pillar for all the different sephirots, you know, in the middle. I think there's 10 sephirots in the tree of life. But basically, yeah, it deals with the tree of life and how the tree of life is in each and every human. And also over humanity itself and over the earth and over over the spiritual side itself. It's the tree of life is the Godhead and all the little balls. If you look up a drawing of the tree of life, all the different little balls, the sephirot, are the 10 individual aspects of God. And you know, it's basically explaining in the to where I am so far. The very bottom one, the feminine aspect of God is basically the lowest point of the spiritual side, but the uppermost point for the physical side, i.e. the earth, human beings. And again, you know, as we've said below, as we've said before, as above, so below, as below, so above. That's basically what it's talking about, that it seems to me that very bottom one is Mother Nature herself. And that is what the divine energy of the universe flows through. And that has dried up over time. It's a very small trickle coming back into the planet because the masculine and feminine are no longer working together. And also human beings on the planet are no longer working together. It's easier for us to fight with each other and kill each other as opposed to just get along and just be love, embody love, and just view your neighbor as yourself and pick one another up. So that's, in a larger scale, that's what it's talking about. I'm sure when Russell and I do the next episode, we'll get into more detail on it, but it's talking about balance within the masculine and feminine, as above, so below. It's been broken apart in the spiritual world, and it's been broken apart in the physical world. And there's a massive imbalance. And I've been getting lots of messages lately about balance, 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 everything. Everything is, you know, everything is supposed to be in balance, and a lot of stuff is out of balance. And the closer you get to being back in balance, the closer you get to being aligned with the tree of life itself. So there's something to think about right there. Not just, you know, the past, I don't know, the year of information we put out, that was really the heavy stuff, the down, dirty, heavy information that, you know, a lot of people really don't want to deal with. And, that's a little bit rough to get through, but yeah, it's not just about that, you know, individual workings of spirituality. It's also about the whole of humanity itself. Everybody working together, the masculine and feminine combining back together, you know, getting back in touch with Mother Nature, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And that's, I think I've mentioned it before. don't don't mess with Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is the provider, is the manifester, the creator of everything on this planet. She makes up the planet. She's the bottom little sephirot of the tree of life. And she is creating and providing for everything. And that's why everything on the planet is drying up right now, because she has been separated from her love, from the masculine, who she's longing to be back with again. And you can see it. You can see it in real time, you know, with men and women. It's more and more people would rather say, forget this, I'm done, I'm out, I'm not dealing with this. It's so easy for people to walk away these days and just not deal with anybody or anything, because they don't know what's actually going on the planet. They don't realize who they are. They have no connection with their own personal Christ, their own higher self, which is their personal Christ, their own personal Jesus. Everybody's higher self is their individual personal Christ. I don't know any other way to put that right now. It's not the Christ that showed up all those years ago and was the embodiment of God. Our higher selves are our own individual personal Christ with our own personalities and soul missions that we're here to do. But it's all been separated. And you know the saying, united we stand and divided we fall. So, and that's exactly what's happening on the planet. We've been under division for so many centuries. We've fallen so far from grace. But in the age of Aquarius that is upon us right now, everything is coming back together. Everything. The age of Aquarius is the time when we all wake up and realize who we are. When we come back to embodying our own personal Christ and realizing that we are all of us, we are all the Creator. Now we're not God itself, but we are embodiments of God. The soul that's in us is no different than the energy that is God. It's all the same. God's energy is all around us. It makes up everything around us. It is the creator of everything. And we have that same creator within us. Like I said, that doesn't make the body God. It makes the embodiment of God. You have amazingly strong ability, amazingly powerful ability to manifest and create things that has been taken from us over time, over the years. It has been hidden from us. And now, in this new age of Aquarius that we're rolling into, now is the time when it is all revealed and opened back up to us. And every person comes to term with who they are, who they've been, and who they want to be. And forgiving yourselves for the sins of your past, forgiving others for the sins of their past, forgiving humanity for the sins of its past, and starting to work together once again and love one another for the divine spiritual beings that we are, all of us sons and daughters of God, is basically the basic overview gist of what the first three chapters of what the Kabbalah is speaking of, which is actually the most, it's amazing message. And it also, the lady who writes the book also speaks of Buddhism and Taoism, and how they all, the Buddhists and the Taoists and the Kabbalists all are saying the same thing in their own language. It's amazing. The message is pretty much the same across so many beliefs and religions. That's, I mean, you really can't get better than that. You know, the message of, hey, let's all stop fighting and bickering and arguing and being separatists and start combining with one another and working together and forgiving each other. You know, Jesus did say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And that's been the whole mission, I think, the whole time. We've all forgotten because we don't know who we are. We're unaware. We live in a state of ignorance, and that's not saying that in a bad way. Every human has lived in a state of ignorance until they've woken up, for the ones who have, and realized what's been going on. Which is why so many people have such dramatic reactions to their spiritual awakening. You know, it can be some waking up in a very excited state, some wake up in a very dramatic state. It can be very, very shocking to the soul and to the psyche to realize what's going on. Which again is like we said before, there is no free will. The will of God is your will. You're not doing anything on your own accord, whether you believe that or not. Anything you've ever done is of God's accord. His soul is your soul. His soul is the spark that's in you, the soul that's in you. And everything out there that could ever be thought of, anything you've ever thought of, said, or done, has already been thought of, said, and done by God itself. It's already been created. You cannot think of our infinite minds, that globule of cholesterol between our ears called a brain, nerves and neurons and cholesterol and liquids and energy flowing through it, that's called a brain, it cannot think of anything on its own that has already not been said or done by the one infinite creator. So any thought you've already had has already been thought of by the creator. So you're not having any unique thoughts. The brain has not thought of anything brand new on its own, although you perceive it as being that way. So there's really no shame in any thought you've ever had. So don't feel bad about any, you know, I think Russell and I have mentioned this. Yeah, we've mentioned this before. There is no shame in any thought you've ever had, no matter how messed up or how amazing or whatever it's been. It's already been thought of and done in some reality. It just manifesting it is up to you, depending on what you put your, depending on what you focus your attention on, your consciousness on. Your consciousness is the creator, is the manifester of things into physical reality. So it's all up to you. You are the creator. You decide what reality creates and unfolds in front of you. And just remember, just because you don't see it unfold in a few seconds or right away, or even with a few days or within a few weeks, doesn't mean it's not happening. Because sometimes a lot of things are a lot more difficult than others. And as I've explained it before, it takes time in this 3D world we're living in for things to line up. People have to line up, and it has to make sense to them to be carrying on that physical action. So everything you're seeing around you in the 3D is a physical manifestation of an old thought process that you've had. So everything you're seeing and doing is old, very old. It could be days, weeks, months, years old. It all depends on how the universe was able to line everything up for you. So everything you're seeing projected on the screen of space around you is not new. It's not in the future. It's not up and coming. It's an old pattern of thoughts. So that's something to keep in mind for you there. You are the creator. So give it time. Give it time. Give it time. Give it time. Which leads me to mental diet. Your mental diet, the thousands and thousands of thoughts you have every day, are what's creating your reality or what's manifesting your reality. If you have a handful of good thoughts and then 72,000 negative thoughts, what do you think is going to override what? And what do you think is going to manifest? Think about it. And that's not just your conscious thoughts. Those are, that's also including your subconscious thoughts. Okay. Your consciousness, the goalie keeper decides what it wants to believe. The logical side of your mind decides what it wants to believe and not believe in that. And it decides what it's going to let through to your subconscious. And after a while of the same continuous thoughts rolling through to your subconscious, that creates a program, an operating program, like Windows or Mac or Linux or Ubuntu or whatever, iOS, Android, whatever. Raspberry Pi, there's one for you. But it just turns into a mental software program. It's a mental software program in your mind that's running because it was hardened in your mind by enough repetition, hint, hint, repetition of constant thoughts, consistent thoughts, that it said, okay, this must be what you want. I'm going to make this happen. And your subconscious opens the gateway to the superconsciousness, which is, i.e., Source, the one infinite creator. Okay? And then that starts to imprint things on the blank screen of space, your 3D reality. So everything that your eyes are seeing are old information. It takes time to manifest in front of you. And you are the only one. Everyone around you is you pushed out. And you pushed out meaning you and everyone else around you have the same soul. It is God pushed out in every human. It is the same person. And also, to caveat that, everyone you pushed out is you. You imprinting your beliefs and ideologies on top of everyone else. And everyone else is just reading that script and acting the way that you say that they act in your mind. And that right there is why humanity has fallen from grace, is why the bottom Tiferet has closed up, why Mother Nature has closed up across the years, and nothing is the heaven on earth that we've heard about. We have literally made our own hell on earth, and those of us who have figured out what's going on have made their own personal heavens on earth. The whole goal was for human beings to manifest anything and everything their little hearts desired. That is what God said to do, to connect with Him. It's not to sit down all day and pray to Him and follow us a bunch of rules or else you're going to be punished. No, it was to manifest anything your little heart desires, not anything. There's nothing that's good or bad, right or wrong. It's just to manifest an experience because everything's already been thought of by God. So anything you do is okay because it is His will that you're following, that you're doing, because you don't have your own. Remember, your soul is following a will that's already been mapped out. There's infinite number of possibilities and realities that you could slip into depending on where your thoughts are going to, your consciousness is concentrating in. And it's time for humanity to wake up and realize it's lost its connection to the Divine Mother, that bottom little ball of the Tiferet there, or the Tree of Life, and to start treating each other properly, loving one another as your neighbor, treating your neighbor as yourself. Not only loving your neighbor, but love thyself. I'm sure we've all heard that before. Love thyself and love thy neighbor as thyself, you know. That being said, if everyone was to clean up doing spiritual work, doing the shadow work, which we've talked about in the past year, I'm sure you've all heard that by now at this point, doing the shadow work within, cleaning it up, clean up all the negative thoughts, all the negative programs. There's going to be no more negative programs left. Even the ones that you don't know about, the subconscious is playing out, okay? Even the ones you don't know about, to clean all those up. And guess what? There's no negativity left for your subconscious to play out. There's no negative programs left. It has to be filled in by the positive, by the love light. It will too. And once you start cleaning up all the shadow work, the universe will start sending you messages like you cannot believe. I mean, it's doing it already anyway. It's not like it all of a sudden starts. It's been doing it the whole time. But it will actually be able to sink into you and connect within you. And you'll start to get it. You'll start to have those light bulb moments. And you'll start to have those aha moments. And you'll start to realize it's been there the whole time. It's not God that left. It is you that left. And because you are a piece of God, it could not bear to forsake you and leave you. So it stayed connected to you. God did not kick you out of the kingdom. You moved out of the kingdom. And now your spiritual journey is the pathway back to that kingdom. You remembering that little yellow brick road that you left on, trying to remember which one to get back on. There's probably not one correct road to get back on. I'm sure there's multiple correct paths to get back. As long as you're working your way back, the more you work your way back, the more you connect. If you watch a car at night approaching you, you watch those headlights from a very, very tiny distance. As that car gets closer and closer and closer, those headlights do what? They get brighter and brighter and brighter. Those headlights are you coming back to the kingdom, going back home, driving back to Source. Source sees you, sees those headlights getting brighter and brighter, knows you're coming home. Coming home, baby. So it really all ties in. It's those first three chapters. It's really all about the separation of mankind from itself, masculine and feminine being separated, and the ten sephirot of the tree of life. I won't go into all the names of all the Godhead and the spiritual side and the logical side and then the masculine and feminine side. I'm sure I'll wait for Russell. I'm sure he wants to get in on that. But just a basic overview. It's I was actually surprised myself that the version of the Kabbalah we got. I thought it was religion. It's not. It is straight spiritual awakening stuff. It is the stuff from the very beginning of time. That stuff that Jesus was actually trying. It specifically talks about Jesus multiple times in there. That him being the God has sent him down as the embodiment of God to teach us that we could be that. That we could do all of that. We have the power, the ability. We can manifest. You know, that's we need to wake up and find that within ourselves. Now, God did take Jesus did take that the era of the Pisces when he was alive, that 2,500 years for the Jesus at the Piscean era, he took sin away from karmic sin away from that whole era. But now that we're in the age of Aquarius, it's all coming back due. It's time to pay the piper. And I think that's why everything right now is in turmoil. Everybody's acting weird and people preaching that there's 250 different genders and all that. All of that, it's karmic debt has come due, and it's time for people to wake up and realize that they have the ability to get rid of that on their own, to connect with Source, that they are done being disconnected with Source. That's the whole point of this modern Aquarian era, is to wake up and realize that you are your own individual Christ, and you have the power to connect with the Christ, which is to connect with, I'll say, the heart of the tree of life. The heart of the tree of life is also the God, the portion of the creator that we call God. There's a higher level than that. I won't go into that right now. This is just a general overview, which is why people say, I felt God in my heart. God is a combination of compassion, yet a stern, compassion, yet a stern punishment. The compassion is the masculine side, and the punishing side is the feminine side. They both balance each other out to become love and compassion in the heart of the tree of life. So yes, your heart, when your heart is connected to source, that's when you are feeling that those positive vibes, the love, the vibration, you're feeling happier than you've ever felt. You know, when people say in alignment, you know, that's what's really going on. When your heart is opened up and you're feeling love and compassion and joy, you are in alignment with the Creator. You are in alignment with God. You have a direct connection with God. And you know, the longer you stay in that moment, the more you train your body physiologically to stay in that. Nobody can stay 100%, but not right now anyway. I would imagine the human body is going to evolve over time to be able to do that. But this current version, I don't think we'll be able to do that. But as much as humanly possible, you know, stay positive, stay in the love light, stay in joy and unity and peace and love, and feel that in your heart and radiate that out to yourself through your energy bodies into everyone else, no matter what they do, no matter if they react negatively, treat you like garbage, no matter what kind of negative reaction you get. Some people, you're going to get that. They're so negative that when they see you radiating love light, they're going to take offense to it, and they're going to, you know, be snappy, rude, whatever it is. You know, it could be bad, but just ignore that. Ignore it. Don't let that bring you down, and keep being love, light, unity, peace, joy. Just keep emanating that. Just keep emanating that, because that's what will bring us back to the connection with Mother Nature, with the feminine aspect of God, with the feminine creating half of God, which will connect her back to her love, the masculine side of God, and everything will start to come back together for humanity. Might not happen in our lifetime, but we can be the ones that lay the groundwork, that really get it going, that really bring everything back together. You know, we can build that solid pathway, that solid yellow brick road back to the path of the kingdom. Back to the kingdom. We can lay that cobblestone road back to the kingdom, back to the kings and queens of humanity, back to our noble creators, the ones who gave us life, the ones that said, go create, manifest, create heaven on earth, make a life for yourself. Like I said, everything that's happened, no one is in trouble. It's an experience that God was looking for. So when you get back to heaven, you're not going to get bitched at or put down or punished, as some sources would have you believe. But to ultimately complete the path as it's supposed to be, the completion of all sources, the tree of life coming back together, people need to get their act together and start loving and caring for and taking care of each other. As a humanity, we have completely forgotten that. And the spiritual community, the spiritual growth of humans is really starting to pop out now. It's really starting to get going. It's really starting to become a it's really starting to become a popular thing. Would you look at that? I'm chuckling. I'm flipping my chapstick around in my hand, and I look at the barcode on the back, and it's 999 on the back. That's Russell and I've spoken about that in the past recently, that our thing with 369 that we were just doing a couple weeks ago, that those little synchronicities that pop up. But yeah, that's and for any of you that are wondering where this tree of life thing is going, the 369 thing that we were just working with just before this actually overlays over that tree of life, which we'll get into later. Possibly we'll see how it works out, but everything overlays over itself. all the chakras and energy centers of the body and the tree of life and how 369 and the toroidal energy field around the body. It's all overlaid over itself. Everything is, yeah. So it's all layered, just like that first year of information we did where, you know, we had to start with the ego, then move to the next, and then move to the next thing. And it's all a foundational thing. But at least now we're past the dry stuff and we're into the good stuff. We're into the juicy stuff. This is getting to the fun stuff. This is getting to the real esoteric stuff here. But this is what humanity has forgotten. This is women were born with their divine aspects. Men were born with their divine aspects, and that was meant to be combined together to work in the house of God in one unification of love, light, and compassion and understanding and balance, in total balance. Russell and I have spoken of balance many, many times. Once men and women start working together, whether it be a professional relationship, a friend relationship, romantic relationship, whatever the details may be, once we start working together with love and compassion and unity and stop fighting each other, the masculine and feminine will combine back together, and the sons and daughters of God will no longer be separate from themselves, and we will combine back together in one holy unification to complete the tree of life. So that's a basic overview of kind of what I've understood so far. So like I haven't finished reading the book yet, but up to those first few chapters, that's basically what it's talking about. There's a whole ton of information that I'm not going to delve into right now in those first three chapters. Like I said, we'll wait till Russell gets back, what all those different levels mean. We'll break it down a little bit by little bit, so we can talk about how everything combines together, the left side, the left pillar, the right pillar, the center pillar, and how the left and right pillar combine together to create the center pillar. You know, there's always the center pillar is the balance of the two outer pillars. The two outer pillars working together create balance, unity, and that becomes the center pillar. Each individual aspect of God is these 10 little balls on the tree of life. So it's fascinating, and those who work with it and those who get to know it will embody those, start to embody those aspects, and those aspects will become the person, and you will be unlocked to a world of treasures with you and in your own personal life, you know. And even if that's not your thing, just if you just get in alignment with the God aspect, with the heart aspect, the compassion, love aspect, the heart of God, if you just get back to that at a bare minimum, if nothing else, if none of all that stuff interests you, get back to the heart aspect of God, the love, the balance, and that'll take you so far in your spiritual journey. You will progress so far with just that alone, and you'll do wonders for yourself. You will help yourself out so much. So keep that in mind, and I would encourage you guys to do that. It might not be something that resonates with you right now. I don't know how far along you guys are in your spiritual journey, but at some point, if you progress far enough along, it will be something that draws you. It pulls you in, the love aspect. It's like I said, Russell and I have said this many times, that his and I journey are very similar, although we are going about it a little bit differently. He's got his aspect, I have mine. We're going about it a little bit differently, each of us, but that's the beauty of it. We each have our own, how it's affecting us, how we're going about it, but our railroad tracks lay parallel to each other, and we're both going toward the same finish line, which is why we're able to do this podcast for you guys, because we're able to combine enough of our own experiences together to bring you this podcast a couple hours every Saturday, you know? So it's, there's, like we've said before, there's a lot of divine will that's being brought together right there, you know? That's why it's all working out. you know, the information just keeps getting more and more and better and better and higher and higher, because it's his will and my will together is very powerful. It's very powerful. I know we've both said that before. So it's, and you know, again, you know, left pillar, right pillar, two different aspects, compassionately working together, realizing that, hey, even though we're both dealing with two different aspects of it, you know, we're not, neither one of us are saying your version is right or mine is right over yours. We're compassionately working together to bring about the larger image, the larger deal, you know, for humanity, mankind. And it sounds a bit brazen to put it that way, but we're getting a message out there that needs to be put out there. And if this particular version doesn't resonate with you, then no worries, not a big deal. There's thousands of versions out there. Everybody has their own that will resonate at some point. Something's going to resonate with you, and it's all going toward the same finish line. But I would think by now the crowd that we have is, they're with us. They're down with it, and we appreciate you guys so much. We love you guys. But that being said, that's about 41 minutes right there. That's a nice little intro to, let's say, it's a general overlay of the first three chapters of the Kabbalah, the Power Within You. It's this book. It is not the actual Kabbalah. It's more of an explanation of it. So then that's where our journey has taken us thus far for Russell and I. And it's explained so much of my spiritual awakening so far, so many answers that I've had. It's even explained a situation that happened to me, you know, I think when I was 5 years old, laying in bed having a conversation with God. You know, at that point, I don't think my psyche had enough time to be programmed with all the nonsense it's been programmed with over the years. But yeah, it just proves that I was aligned with service to others. I came into this world as a service to others' spirit instead of service to self. And that explains why I asked God what, you know, asked him what I did and was explaining to him what I wanted to do for humanity. So there's a direct paragraph. I put a nice asterisk next to it that explains why I did that as a kid. So that, yeah, this first three chapters have been answering questions about my whole journey that it's just been mind-blowing. So it's a super good read. It's a quick read. Even for somebody who reads a little on the slower side like me, it's a quick read to get through. And I've got so many notes and highlighted sentences in there. It's crazy. Pages folded over. You guys will love it. Pick it up. If you have time, pick it up. I don't know. And if you're not a big reader, then I'm sure you'll get a pretty good gist of it as Russell and I go through it in the upcoming weeks here. It's a fantastic read. It's very exciting too. Like I said, this is getting into the juicy stuff. So, all right, I'll quit rambling. Hope you guys are staying well and healthy out there and taking care of each other. And Russell and I both appreciate you guys coming back week after week and listening and, you know, going back. We see some of you, you know, in the analytics there going back and re-listening to stuff and, you know, we appreciate you guys doing that, and hopefully it's making more and more sense to you. You know, sometimes the information has to be reviewed again and again at higher levels of understanding until finally it snaps and you go, oh, no kidding. Okay. Yeah, now I get it. Yeah. Because you can know information for a long time, but once you get that final realization of what's going on, it'll hit you, you know, that light bulb screwing moment I always mention. But, you know, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And, you know, get back to loving one another. That's, men and women are different for a reason. We were designed to be. We're both designed to embody different aspects of God in a physical manifestation. We are physical manifestations of the feminine and masculine of God, and we are supposed to work together with love and compassion and embodying the Christ consciousness idea, you know. Without going into detail, I'll leave it there. But that's basically what we've forgotten to do, and that's what we need to get back to doing. And I if it sounds like I'm preaching, I'm sorry. I am not. It's just that's exactly what men and women are supposed to do when we're spending too much time fighting with each other over legal jargon and nonsense and this BS and that BS. The whole thing has just become toxic and stupid at this point. It's just become childish. So love one another in a spiritual, you're my brother, you're my sister, you are the same aspect of me, you're going through your nonsense, I'm going through mine. Not one is better than the other. I have compassion for you. You look like you're going through some crap. I'm going through some crap. Let's have compassion for each other and realize that our souls chose to come to this planet, go through some nonsense, so that way we could wake up and live out those experiences and send that back to the Godhead, send that back to God itself. That's what we're doing here. We are waking our souls up to become our higher selves, to become our higher Christ-conscious embodiment, our own individualized Christ-consciousness, which then in turn connects with that God element of the Tree of Life. And if you guys get a chance, Google that picture real quick. Google the picture of the Sephiroth, all the little balls on the Tree of Life, and look at all the little names if you guys want. Just do a little homework. Take you maybe a couple minutes. That way it might it's on the second row, it's in the center. It's the fourth, I believe it is. It's the fourth Sephiroth. So take a look at it and do a little research, start making some sense of it on your own, and then Russell and I will get into more detail next week. Basic overview. We need to embody each other's differences, be compassionate towards each other's differences. We are made differently for a reason, to combine. We're supposed to combine into one holy unity, one trinity, one divine being. We were combined to work. We were meant to work together. And if you've ever known those old couples that have been together forever and they have just a wonderful relationship, that's what they've, whether it be conscious or unconscious, they figured it out on some level. That's what they did. They figured it out long enough to work together. And I'm not talking about those people that have been together just because. I'm talking about the ones who have had just that blessed, loving, happy relationship. And, you know, they're, you know, 70 years old and they've been together since God knows forever, you know. That couple. And every day is just a blessing for them. They figured it out. Whether it was on accident or on purpose, they figured it out. And it's been just a blessing for them. That's, you know, you can do that in every aspect, whether it be a coworker, friendship, you know, romantic relationship, whatever, business relationship, it doesn't matter. You can be that combined holy trinity there. When you put your heart, the love from your heart into a situation and combine that with the aspect of the situation, you bring that, you're putting that right back into the heart of God, literally. So, all right, I will stop rambling now. I appreciate you guys being here, listening. It's like I said, this is an introduction. I'll say to the first three chapters, and we'll get into more detail. But I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for showing up. It's been beautiful. The journey's been beautiful so far. So thank you guys. We love you. I love you. Thanks for the emails and the responses and the feedbacks, and keep it flowing in. It helps us to know where you guys are at. Thank you so much for being here. Take care of each other. We are all that we have. God bless you all. Again, I'm going to kick a dead horse here. Be good to one another. Be good to one another. Trust me, you are doing more powerful spiritual work than you know, than you realize when you do that. Start being compassionate towards other people's situations and problems instead of trash talking them in your mind, because you have no idea what somebody else is going through. Love you guys. Be good. We will see you next week. Take care of each other, and good night.
just a friend.